Kedushin, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Hoyme l'shluchoy, tsei v'kadesh li isha ploinis b'mokim ploini. Somebody is memana shliach, and the instructions were as follows. Go be mekadesh isha ploinis b'mokim ploini. So he gave a name, obviously, and he also gave a place. Now the place, what does it make a difference with the places? But that's what he told him. L'maisa the shliach went and he was mekadesh b'mokim acher, ena mekudeshes. Harehi b'mokim ploini, it wasn't given as an instruction, go be mekadesh her in that place, but go be mekadesh her, she's in that place. So what is that? That's just a mara mokim. That's not a kpeda. The kitsha b'mokim achi, it was mekadesh her in a different place. That we're not makbid on, harehi mekudeshes. This Mishnah exists, kemat with the same details in Gittin. Now Mishnah hey, ha-mekadesh esu isha amanashe en oleo nidorim, v'nimtzu oleo nidorim. He's Mekadosh an Isha with a Kepeda. We had something about this in Ksubis in the 7th Perek. But over here he's Mekadosh and he says, Amanash Eino Leo Nidorm, Shlomaisu she has Nidorm, so that's a Mekak Tois. Eino Mekudeshes. Knosso Stam. However, let's say he's not Mekadosh Amanash Eino Leo Nidorm. But he's Mekadosh Stam V'nimtzu Leo Nidorm. And the understanding is that most people have a problem with the Isha that's an Adronis. The halacha is to call it a mekach tois, not the mefarshim actually says over here he needs a get, he needs to give her a get misofik. Maybe taka's a mekach tois, but maybe not. But al kaponim, he definitely has a right not to want to stay in the marriage. He has a right to say yef she beisha nadronis. L'maisi, you want to say that he was married? Maybe he'll say not. It's only mechumra that he needs a get. Therefore, the halacha is. So of the rights of the chumash she needs a get, but on the other hand, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. What's mechavel of a right? So teitzi shalev a ksuba. Amanash she'en b'mumin, v'nimtzu b'mumin. The stomius is that a person is makbid on his wife having physical defects. L'maisi, he does find mumin. Enim kudashes. That's a chayr pashut. Knoso stam. What happens if after the erusin he was also machneser, nisun? He lived together with her. V'nimtzu b'mumin. The halacha is teitzei shalai b'ksuba. We don't say enim kudesh es tamazoi. Over here, he was machneser already. The way the Mishnah is saying it by us, l'chayra, the chiddush that the Mishnah is trying to say is that even though he was machneser, the halacha is still that it's only a sofik, and therefore, nimtzu b'mumin, memela, he has a right to amatzim mechal el v'ray, v'teitzei shalai b'ksuba. It's a sofik. It doesn't sound from the Mishnah that there's any difference between Nidorim and between Mumin. Maybe the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say it as one halacha, both are Mekach Tois, both by Kintzo is Maklai, there's a Sofik, Lamaisa, if the Kedushin is a Kedushin. Maybe the reason why is because there's a fundamental chil between them. By Nidorim, the Gemara speaks out in Ksubis, in the Sugin Hamadir, that Lamaisa, if he's Mat Neder, if she's Mata Neder, so then the Neder is Neka Lamafreya, then she becomes Mekudesh is Lamafreya. By Rufua, we don't say that if he was married her, Amanah She'en Oleo Mumin, or at least the stomach, that he doesn't want the Mumin, and Lamaisa, she went to a doctor, and the Mumin were taken care of. It's not Oiker the fact that Bishas Kedushin, there was a Mumin, so therefore the Halacha is still Teitzei Shalev Iksuba. Kol ha-mumin ha-poislam b'kanim, poislam b'noshim. This is a Mishnah also in Ksubis, where which mumin are considered reasonable, justifiable, that a husband would passel, would not be married to his wife, and it would be a mekach tois, and teitzei shalav b'ksuba. Anything that's on the list, l'gabi kanim, and misachas b'chayris, would also be possible, l'gabi noshim.